Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 187 of the Phil Henry Podcast. This is our classic podcast, of course, for our BSPs. And this is Don Parsley from the year 2004, June of 2004. And Don was a character that we developed because there were so many disasters and so many terrible human events going on that were being co-opted by a lot of very dishonest people and used to make money. For instance, hurricanes for the price of water and plywood, tornadoes, the same thing. Or just collecting for a charity when something terrible happens like 9/11, Don would come on the show and he'd try to take advantage of people's good nature and try to raise some money. So even though it was close to a very tragic event, people really liked this character because he was just somebody we really needed to sound off on. Don here will be talking about his wife going off and getting a physical exam and then finding a mass in her breast that she had to have a CAT scan for, and him sweating it and his wife sweating it. Does she have cancer? Does she not? And when his wife finally does tell him that she is fine, she's negative, Don is supposed to pretend that he's happy, but in point of fact, he's gone out and made other plans in the interim, and now the fact she's going to live a good, long, healthy life, well, let's just say that interferes with the plans. Here's episode 187 with Don Parsley of the Classic Podcast.
So your wife got the clean bill of health?
Yeah, she did, Phil, and...
Did she had a mass? You know, I went through this with my wife. Maria had a mass that showed up on her mammogram.
Yeah, and they did an ultrasound, and they did a biopsy, and I'll tell you.
Pretty stressful, huh?
I'll tell you, it's one of the most stressful times you can think about what you're going to do, and because this is a woman that you love very much.
It's like I always say on this show, you know, guys go, look, if you got a woman in your life that you love, you got to get to know some of this breast cancer stuff, right? So did the biopsy come back negative?
I'm sorry?
I mean, the biopsy came back negative?
Yes, sir, it did. Came back non-malignant, and non-malignant, I should say, and that's good news. But,
You're still going through some depression over the whole thing?
Well, the thing of it is, when I heard she might have cancer, I was just absolutely sure I was going to lose her. I knew she was going to die.
Why did you feel like that?
Just because of the things I've done in my life. I mean, there's no way God wasn't going to take her from me. I have not been a good man. So I was sure I wasn't convinced she was going to, I thought she was going to die. And even sought counseling where, I don't know if you are familiar with it, you can learn how to deal with death in five stages. There's denial, there's anger. You get depressed, then you grieve.
Then there's acceptance?
Yeah, then there's acceptance. So I worked very hard on putting myself through the five stages of dealing with death, and then the call came in here last Friday. I'm a model airplane enthusiast. I'm in a model airplane club. We were having some trials right out here in Gingham, and the call comes in, and my wife answers the phone, and she walks into the garage, and she's crying.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, here it comes. And she's a dead woman, and I turned to her because I was ready to accept it, and all I said to her was, I just said, I love you.
And she had good news, huh?
And she says to me, well, that's good, because I'm going to be around for a long time. And she said the doctor had called and said she was clear, it's non-malignant, and she doesn't have to see him for another year.
My God, Don, that must have been like a weight off of you, man, like you probably wanted to take her out dancing, like you wanted to go to dinner, you know?
Yeah, I did, and it takes getting used to, because I was sure she was going to be dead. I don't know why I did it, but I used to kid her when she'd come in the kitchen, oh, here comes the dead woman, you know.
You're kidding?
No, I did it as a joke, but she's alive, and what I learned in this class, dealing with death, if you want to continue, you want to continue moving on, so I wanted to keep moving on, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid I did a bad thing. And
what did you do?
One of the buyers at work, I'm in retail clothing. It's a terrific young lady that I met. We've had lunches together, and all I've ever talked about is my wife.
Did you get involved with this girl?
I did, yeah.
You got physically involved with this girl?
Yes, sir.
Give me a first name. What's her first name?
Her name's Marguerite. I met her back in April, and 3 weeks later we were having dinner, and she asked me to come in. And
now, where was your wife through all of this, man? If you're awaiting the news on a biopsy,
she was at home. I told her that I'd had meetings, and they were And they were meetings because it was with a buyer for the store. So that part I'm really not guilty about. You know.
But this gal, you had sex with this gal, so those aren't meetings.
I needed comforting. You have to understand, I'm about to lose my wife, and I was at the acceptance stage. I knew that my wife was dead. I knew she was a walking dead woman. There's a movie out. I don't know if you saw that movie called Dead Man Walking, which is what they say when a condemned man is coming through the blocker or the yard.
Yeah, I know the movie.
And I'd say, well, dead woman walking, you know.
Gee, what, that's a hell of a thing, man. I mean, you're waiting.
But it was my way. I know. It was just.
You're waiting on news about your wife who's having a biopsy on a mass in her breast.
I needed comforting, and
Are you feeling guilty? You got to be feeling guilty about all this. She's going to be okay, though. And if I were you, can I make a suggestion that you not even mention this? You don't say anything to your wife. Just let this woman go. Get on with your life with your wife, Jan. You know what I'm saying, Don?
Yeah, but I thought she was going to die.
Well, she's not dead.
I want, and Marguerite's agreeable to this. I want Marguerite to take our downstairs guest bedroom.
You want this woman to move in?
I know you can give me a million reasons why this is wrong.
You bet I can.
But I can give you a million reasons why it's right.
You can give me. Look it. Your wife is alive. She doesn't have cancer.
I owe Marguerite for all the comforting she gave me while I mourned over my wife. I owe her a lot. I was going through hell. And I do love. I love my wife. And
your wife's alive, and to move some woman into your house that you had an affair with while you're waiting on a biopsy on your wife's breast cancer.
Look, my wife had breast cancer, okay? You don't know.
She didn't have breast cancer.
But she might have, and you don't know what it's like when your wife says to you, I may have breast cancer, which means she won't have no breasts. And when you meet a beautiful, intelligent young woman who's sympathetic, and additionally she had, you know, very ample, and I'm going to kiss all of that goodbye.
But your wife's healthy.
Yes, she is. She's healthy, and I love her. But I just want Marguerite, since my wife had the possibility of breast cancer, I think it's fair for a man to want to have a woman around who will have breasts in case
the one you got right now loses hers. You hear me?
Yes, sir, but I worked very hard to heal and move on, and I've moved on, and now they tell me she's not going to die.
All right, let me give our phone number out, which is what we do at this point in the show. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. I have Don Parsley on with me, whose wife, he thought for sure, had breast cancer. She had a mass. She had in her mammogram. She had an ultrasound. Then they decided to do a biopsy. She's healthy, but in the meantime, he has had an affair and wants to move this woman into the house with him and his wife. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let me ask you this question. How do you think this is going to make your wife feel, knowing that this woman is moving in?
I think she'll understand. See, you have to understand something about women, Mr. Henry, and this is a very important thing to know about women. When a man stands by them the way I'm standing by my wife, when a man goes through what I went through for my wife, then they appreciate that man, even if... Look at Kobe Bryant. He cheated on his wife, and yet there everything's fine, and he still has a lot of fans and everything. And,
well, that doesn't make it right, man. I don't think what Kobe did was right.
But it's not. His wife is okay with it. And if I can get my wife to say it's okay... And
how are you going to talk your wife into saying, look, honey, when I thought you had breast cancer, I took out a little personal insurance policy. I had an affair with a woman who had ample breasts, and
Well, I'm not going to tell her that.
All right, yeah, I had an affair with a woman, and I'd like her to move in because you now have the predisposition of the possibility of breast cancer, and you may lose your breast. I'd like to have one around who has two.
No, because...
No, well, that's what you said.
No, because Kobe Bryant cheated on his wife. And
well, you're basing your life on Kobe Bryant.
I'm basing my life on this. I went through hell. Hell. And Kobe Bryant has been through hell. And
what hell has Kobe Bryant been through?
He is a high-profile athlete in a highly demanding...
Oh, come on, Don.
No, in a highly... No, sir. In a highly demanding profession. His wife understands that, and she accepts the fact that he got himself some up in the Rocky Mountains. And I'm saying to my wife, look at the hell that I went through on account of you had a mass in your breast. And...
But again, all right, fine. You know what, man? You went through it. I went through the same thing with my wife, although it wasn't exactly the same thing. Maria had a mass. She had her sonogram, and she was fine.
That's nothing compared to what I've been through.
No, I don't even think that it is. But it was stressful for a few weeks. Well, it's actually stressful for about a week for us when we got the results, and I went in with her for her sonogram and all that stuff. And
like you say, Mr. Henry, most men don't know what. When you talk breast cancer, most men don't even know. You know, you might as well be talking about some, you know, playing with your own, you know, feces or something. I mean, it's something they don't get, you know. So I'm here to educate not only the women, but the men. And it's bad, bad, bad. And if you, you know, if you don't feel ashamed if you want to have, you know, if you want to move on, because you know she's dead, you know, she's a dead woman rocking. And also, on top of that, yes, she did have it amply, you know, prepared.
What do you mean amply prepared?
She had nice, you know.
She had large breasts.
This young lady, Marguerite, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Don Parsley. He is a man who's just gone through, along with his wife, the fact that she had to have a biopsy on her breast. Everything was fine. But in the meantime, he, I guess, panicked and started sleeping with some woman from work. Now that his wife is fine, he finds himself attracted, and or at least he finds himself wanting this new young lady to move in with him and his wife. The reasoning? He's been through hell. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Don Parsley about his wife, Jan, who recently had a biopsy. It's a very stressful time for any woman and a husband trying to find out if she got a breast cancer or not. But it was negative. And you mentioned that you had something else. But before you get into that, Don.
Well, I just wanted to say about how I thought of another reason why Jan needs to let me have this lady live.
All right, but let me tell people that while you were waiting for the biopsy result, you started sleeping with another woman at work.
You have to understand, I knew my wife was dead. I knew she was as dead as anything you've seen on the Iraqi film, you know, when they saw that kid, and it's a horrible thing when he got his head, you know, they cut his head off. That's how dead I thought she was. But I thought of one more reason why she should let Marguerite move in. Also, another thing I forgot to tell you, I was sober for 4 years, and then all of a sudden my wife comes to me and says, I got to go in for a biopsy, and man, that did it, and I fell off the wagon, and I was sober, and I was sponsoring some people in AA. So
don't tell me you were in AA, sir.
Well, I know.
I mean, it's an Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm getting so sick and tired of people talking about they're in AA. It's anonymous. Because when you fall off the wagon, then it makes the program look like crap.
Well, don't tell me about it, because I've been in the program 4 years.
Yeah, well, apparently you're going to have to start your program all over again. 1-800-449-8686. Cindy, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Parsley. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, did you say Cindy?
Yes, I said Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Go ahead.
Hi there, Phil.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Are you?
Good.
Okay, one, I'm so glad that man outed himself, because I'm also a member of a 12-step program. And, I feel like this, that anybody that goes back out or they take a drink or they take a drug, that it's, you know, it wasn't because his wife had cancer. It wasn't because he stubbed his toe. It's because, you know, he's an alcoholic and he's looking for an excuse to drink. He was looking for an excuse to drug. You
well,
know, it was
I,
a
I know,
selfish.
I know. I know what
you're
saying.
I want to say this, that, you know,
only in this case it is my wife's fault because,
you know, look, no, it is not her fault. It is your fault, sir. You are an extremely selfish, self-centered person for doing this to your wife. You know, and this is adultery, plain and simple. You were wrong.
He said that she might have breast cancer. I wasn't trying to cheat on her. I was trying to just,
yes,
you know.
You did try to cheat on her.
No,
obviously,
she was dead already.
You know, it takes two to tango. It wasn't like.
Can I ask the caller to please watch your language? I know you didn't mean to say the word, the D word there, Cindy. Is she gone? Okay. Oh, did you cut her off? Okay. 1-800-449-8686.
I didn't hear what she said.
Don't worry. She said a word that she shouldn't have said. Let's go over here to Danielle. Danielle, go ahead.
Hi,
yes,
Don. I keep listening to you, and I'm hearing two things. One, I think your math is bad because your reasons why you have this there don't add up. The first thing you keep saying, you keep comparing yourself to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah,
Kobe made a mistake. Kobe's an athlete, et cetera.
He had an affair, and everybody
likes him
and goes to the games and everything.
But you're then comparing your wife to his wife. The reason Kobe Bryant's wife is still with him is because she's young and stupid, and Kobe is a multimillionaire. You don't sound like you're married to a young, stupid woman, nor do I think you're a millionaire.
Wait a minute.
That's
how come you excuse his behavior then?
No.
Yeah,
no.
See, everybody wants to go see
Kobe
Bryant and everything. All I want is for my wife, Jan, to be a little bit more like Vanessa Bryant.
Wait a minute. That was significant. Hold on, Danielle. I want to hear that again. Danielle, hold on. It's Phil Hendry. Danielle, hold on. Danielle, it's Phil Hendry. Hold on. I want to ask Don because he said something significant. You want your wife to be more like Vanessa Bryant?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because he had sex with a white girl on a chair, and that's about as bad as it gets, and yet she still is with him. And I only had sex with a lady because my wife went out and got breast cancer, and it I didn't do it.
That just, the rationale doesn't add up. You had the affair is because you wanted to have it. Because you keep saying, you know, all the hell I've been through, my wife put me through this
that. Yes, she
that's
did.
Very selfish. How do you think that your wife has felt?
Well, that's true.
You thought she was going to die, but she was the one who was actually going to die. Now she's not dying, and you want to slap her in the face with another woman.
Okay,
so
can I ask you a question? What do you think is worse?
If you thought she was going to be dead, and you went out and had the affair, it was weakness, okay, whatever, you did it. But now she's not dead, so the reasoning as to why you were having the affair is now null and void.
But also,
you're there now because you want to.
But here,
and
what do you think is worse?
What I think is worse.
No. Is it worse to have a woman? Is it worse to be living with a woman with no breasts or to be dead?
Let me explain
my wife at least was going to be dead,
and
she'd be in heaven and everything. I'd have to be living with a woman
A moment ago, you tried to tell the host something about women.
Right.
Well, as a woman, I'm going to tell you something about women. Women respect and can accept things better if you're honest with them.
And
but
I was.
If you come to your wife, listen.
I was on. I said I wanted to move in because you could not have breasts.
It doesn't count.
And I may want one with breasts. That's all. And all
then
Kobe
get one with breasts, but you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Look,
and if
Kobe
you want to have your cake and eat it too, then you need to be honest with your wife and tell her that.
I give my wife a gift certificate to the Sizzler and a spa massage. Look, if Kobe gave his wife a ring, and all I can give my wife, Jan, is a spa massage.
4.5 carat pink diamond ring.
Right.
And now you go out and do that, and I guarantee you could have your wife.
Okay, so now you're excusing the behavior. Now you're excusing the behavior because Kobe gave her a ring, and I can't give my wife a ring. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I knew you'd agree with me.
Wait a minute. That's your logic. That's not exactly. Thank you very much, Danielle. You're saying. What are we talking about here?
Look, Marguerite loves me just for me, okay? And I still love my wife, Jan. If my wife, Jan, comes down with breast cancer again, and then they have to go in and take her breasts off, then I already have a woman who will have, yes, okay, you're right, will have an ample pair of breasts, but also is very loving and all that. And you have to understand, I thought she was dead. I thought my wife was dead.
Okay, I know you thought your wife was dead.
And now all of a sudden the guy says she's not?
Well, the doctor gave you good news.
Yes, sir. It was great. I went through the five stages of loss, though. Doesn't anybody care about that?
Well, but he gave you good news, man. Your wife's going to live. Now you want this woman to move in, and you tell... What are you telling your wife? Just in case you lose your breasts, at least I got one that's got a couple?
Yeah, but also, what about the other reason I said that she...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Because she had breast cancer, that's why you started drinking again.
Yes, I forget. That's right. And that lady who's in a 12-step program, she doesn't understand 12-step program. We're responsible for our actions. I was responsible for marrying a woman who might have, like, you know, a guy's chest. And
oh, man.
And but that's my responsibility.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, and I understand, Mr. Parsley, you're at the airport?
Yes, we are. And
are you there with this woman that you were...
I'm here with Marguerite, yes, sir. You have to understand that Marguerite, for an 18-year-old, is one of the most mature women that you're ever going to meet.
18?
She is very mature, and she helped me through this period when my wife, I thought my wife had breast cancer.
But, well, what, are you at the airport with this young lady right now, sir?
Yes, sir, we are. There is a piece of property that I want to look at. It is south of Baja Mar in Baja, near Ensenada. And with some luck, we'll be able to put a down payment on the property, put it in a trust for the Mexican government.
No, I understand. Are you buying this piece of property for your wife, for this young lady?
I'm buying the property for myself as a place to build a home to get away to. Yeah, with my wife, but also hopefully with Marguerite, because you have to understand...
Why aren't you with your wife doing this?
Because my wife is... I mean, she's at home with our kids. I don't understand.
Mr. Parsley, your wife had a scare, a health scare.
Look, don't talk to me like I'm a kid.
I'm going to talk to you like you're a kid. Your wife had a health scare. She could have had breast cancer. She didn't.
But I thought she was a dead woman.
I know you thought she was a dead woman, but the good news, and it should have been great news, she doesn't have breast cancer.
But in the meantime, Mr. Henry, I was scared. I thought for sure she was a dead woman. I used to call her, here comes the carcass. The carcass is coming to town. You know, just jokes like that.
Here comes the carcass. Dead woman walking. Did she laugh at these jokes?
It was my way of dealing with it. She abandoned me.
How did your wife abandon you?
She went out and got breast cancer and everything. Marguerite stayed with me.
Did you call my show to get approval for this, sir?
I called your show, sir, because I listened to a lot of the talk radio programs and I thought I would find some sympathy. Yes, sir.
All right, let me go over here to Betty. Hey, Betty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Don Parsley. Go ahead.
You sound like the most self-serving, selfless, spineless person on earth. You said your wife went out and got cancer. Do you think she went out and bought it at a store? You couldn't even wait till she got her diagnosis, which tells me you already had this other woman lined up. This is not a new thing.
Now you hold on just right there. I didn't have the woman hold it. No, now hold on just
no,
a second.
No, I won't hold on.
You hold on to your bloomers there.
You've been talking and you want sympathy. But you're not going
to
get sympathy from any normal person.
What am I supposed to do? With my wife's
you're supposed to be
no
a man.
Boobs,
you're supposed to act like
boobs.
A man and be by her side. You're
I am by her side. I ain't getting rid of her.
You're supposed to wait till she gets her diagnosis. Then you're supposed to jump for joy. I'll bet you already had this other woman lined up. You've probably been having an affair for some time.
Now, listen,
because you found her awfully
quickly. That, I told you.
Watch your language talking to this lady.
Listen,
she says I had some this chick lined up on the side, okay?
Well,
I'm about to have my wife, and she's not going to have no breasts, so I went out and found a woman with
my
breasts.
My God, man! Are breasts that important to you? Can't you? What if
let
you
me think
have...
about it for a minute. Yeah. Are you kidding me or what?
Well, then there's
well, if it's
wrong
a woman
you.
That you love for crying out loud, I mean, what is love to you, man? This is your partner. This is your...
You almost said the word fart. I heard
Okay, so I almost said
the word
fart.
No, that would apply to you, not your wife. But let me tell you.
Hey,
you
can I ask a question? When exactly did the bus for the Munchkins pull up? Because I think you missed it. Now, Mr. Henry, what I was trying to...
Have some respect, okay?
She's trying to tell me that I was having an affair.
I said it sounds like it.
Well,
it
guess
sounds
what?
Like it.
Well, maybe you want to get a new hearing aid, because you're wrong. That's not what happened. What I did, I used to walk into the kitchen when my wife was cooking, and I'd shout, bring out your dead, bring out your dead.
And isn't that a manly thing to do?
It was a joke.
What poor...
You got a woman waiting for a cancer biopsy, and so you walk into the kitchen and go, bring out your dead?
And you couldn't even wait for the biopsy to come back? It sounds to me almost like you wanted to be a positive diagnosis. I hope your wife is listening to this.
You know, Betty...
And when you get home, your clothes are out in the street.
Betty, you remind me so much of my mother-in-law, it's scary. And that's why at this time I must ask you, is this Francine Ogerlund? Yes or no?
No, it is not.
That you are a liar? You're my mother-in-law, aren't you?
No, I am not a liar, but I'll tell you
something. You're calling from Rancho Mirage, California, aren't you?
What?
Are you calling from Rancho Mirage, Francine?
No,
I know this is you.
Calling
I know this is you.
No.
I know this is you, and you've been doing this to me for 15 years.
They're going
to
drop a net over you.
It sounds like her.
Wait a minute.
No, it's her.
No, it is not.
Well, Francine, I want you to hear this loud and clear. I love your daughter very much, and I'm going to stay with her for the rest of the
Boy, you know something.
I hate it when you laugh at me. I hate it.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to put a net on you. It's like you left the Metropolitan Hospital.
I know it's you because you got that spastic glottal thing going on in the back of your throat.
Are you sure this is your mother-in-law?
I know it as sure as God made green apples. And listen, this is the way she laughs every time.
I am not your mother-in-law, thank God.
You
if I were, I would probably kill
you
myself.
Betty, thank you for your call. Yeah. I appreciate that very much. I do not believe that that is your mother-in-law. This is a lady. We knew the area of the country she's calling from, and it wasn't Rancho Mirage.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Henry, that I have been harassed by her. My mother-in-law has called our home every day, disguising her voice, pretending that she's calling from a credit collecting agency, pretending that she's calling for my wife from the bank. I'll say, no, this is her husband, and then she'll say, this is your mother-in-law, and she'll make some reference to how under-endowed I am, or this or that. And if that wasn't my mother-in-law, then that was Betsy Ross herself. So what do you think?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sarah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Parker.
Hey there.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
My name's Phil Henry, and this is...
the caller's name. What's the caller's name?
I'm Don Parsley, ma'am.
All right, okay. Well, listen, you're close in age to me. And the way I hear it is you say you're an alcoholic, you fell off the wagon.
Yes, ma'am.
Because your wife was going to have a biopsy. She wasn't even confirmed that she had cancer yet. But yeah, you're out there messing around with some 18-year-old. You know that 18-year-old is going to drop you like a hot potato in the long run because you're too old for her, okay?
Oh, okay,
The second thing is that... You need to be there for your wife. You don't need to be go hussing around all over the place making excuses for alcoholism and all this other stuff.
I was there for my wife, and she got breast cancer.
The problem here
and
is that you're comparing
through.
Yourself. You're comparing yourself to Kobe Bryant and his wife.
That's right.
You need to make sure that you understand who's playing the role. Your wife is Kobe Bryant. You are the wife. You need to support her. You need to be by her.
What?
And you're not doing that.
Well,
if you say you love her, then
you don't make no sense. Kobe Bryant.
No, you don't make any sense.
Kobe, you don't make no sense, man. Kobe Bryant cheated on his wife, and everybody said that's okay, and they still love him, and they go to his basketball games.
Not everybody said it was
okay. I had an affair. I had an affair because my wife was a dead woman walking, and everybody wants to dump all over me.
She was not a dead woman walking.
Oh, come on.
She was in a biopsy. She was not a dead woman walking,
guys. Oh, come on. When they tell you you got to go in for a biopsy, you might as well start sizing up the box now.
I'm not dead, and I'm not dead, and I'm not going to be dead if I take care of myself.
You've had a lot of biopsies?
You know, if you're saying
your husband better start shopping around, man, because even if you live,
you're going to have none, and he better go get some.
Will you let the lady finish?
You did not marry your wife because she had breasts. You married your wife because of the individual she was. Okay. If you didn't marry her for her body, then you married for the wrong reason.
I'm sure.
You should never have gotten married.
They called for our plane to board, Marguerite, so what do you want me to do?
I want you to stay on my show. I can't believe you're going to Mexico with this woman, okay? And
that's the facts of the life. And this lady here's got it all wrong.
No, I think that's all right. I think it's a little scary for you to understand what I'm saying, though.
You know, I used to get...
You know you've done wrong.
I tried to lighten the load for my wife through the 3 weeks. I used to get the measuring tape from our tool shop, and I'd measure her up, and she'd say, what are you doing? I said, well, I've got to get a box sized for you, you know.
Well, you've got to be kidding me, guy.
Why do you think that's...
He should have done that for you when you first said that you were an alcoholic and fell off the rack. She should have been measuring you instead of you measuring her.
No, she should have been measuring you when you told her you had a girlfriend on the side. She should have measured you for a box. You're lucky she didn't go get a gun and shoot you.
What's she going to... She knows it's her fault. She knows she's caused me to want to...
Because she has cancer?
No, because if she only has no... If she's got no boobs, why don't I want to... Why wouldn't I want to have a woman who's got a pair?
So that's the whole reason why you went out and got a girlfriend. 18, huh?
She's very mature.
Oh, 18, maturity, never going to be mature.
What's that, Margaret? Yeah, my plane's boarding, okay? So I'd love to sit here and chit-chat with Grandma here, but I got to get going.
All right, I want to take
Go ahead and laugh.
I want to take another phone call.
Well, I don't want to take another phone call.
Why not?
Because I've been abused and treated like a piece of human garbage. You know, you can laugh, Mr. Henry, but I'm on my way to Mexico with a 38D. So,
you know, that's all it is to you, man, isn't it? That's all it is to you. Your poor wife is at home having... she's the one that suffered.
How do you figure that?
Because she's the one that had cancer, man. Hey, just in case you didn't know, it kills women. They don't just lose breasts, they die.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I went out and got a woman. Everybody yelling at me.
Peggy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, Peggy.
I want this man to realize that he is making a possible tragedy for his wife into a poor me situation.
What did I do?
And that is uncalled for. Oh. I personally, my mother died of cancer back in 1948.
Okay, perfect.
I personally have had two breast biopsies and a needle aspiration.
Yeah.
But my doctors assured me that not every biopsy turns into cancer, and therefore my husband of 38 years did not go out and choose a girl with boobs.
Well, then it's my doctor's fault. It's the doctor's fault, because the doctor didn't say that to me.
No, it's not.
If the doctor would have said to your husband it might be cancer, he might have gone out and got something.
No, you don't go out and get cancer.
No.
Also, what would your...
You know, can I say something? I'm still thinking about my mother-in-law. How I'd love to tie her up in a wheelchair with electrical cords and push her into traffic.
I don't care about your mother-in-law.
I want to do it so bad.
Go ahead, Peggy. We're listening, Peggy.
What would your wife have done if you had prostate cancer? Would she have gone out and picked a young man and had an affair with him?
They don't cut your thing off if you have prostate cancer.
Well, you sure can't do much.
No, they don't.
You sure can't do much, I've understood. And also, men have and do get breast cancer.
Plane. I don't know what... my plane's coming. What do you want me to do?
I want you to stand here and take your medicine.
Hold on,
did he hear me say that men do and have gotten breast cancer? It's not a woman's
That's pretty funny.
Disease.
Men do get breast cancer.
Men
yeah, maybe
do
fat
and
men
have
do.
Gotten fat? Breast cancer.
Maybe Michael Moore does. He's got boobs big enough.
You know, all this
where
man
going, Marguerite?
Wants is...
Marguerite, where are you going? Okay, she's getting on the plane. I got to go.
All that man wants is assurance it's okay.
Peggy?
And it's not okay.
Peggy?
Yes.
I talked to my mother-in-law tonight. She tried to disguise her voice, but I knew it was her.
Oh,
okay,
I heard you.
No, that was my mother-in-law, okay?
I heard you. Look.
The living hell she's put me through, I would laugh if the brake went out on her wheelchair, and the next thing you know, she's on her way right down
you're
post
pathetic.
In San Francisco.
You are so pathetic.
Pathetic that you want
I'm
your mother-in-law
you
to die.
I'm glad you don't live in Virginia, where I'm from, because men are men.
All right.
Well,
not
out here,
for me situation.
Women out here have at least one breast.
Okay.
Peggy, thank you very much.
You're
I want to tell you right
him.
Now,
it,
I knew
he's a
that
loser.
That was, I knew that that was my mother-in-law.
He's a loser.
Out,
bye.
See you later, Peggy.
Anyway, my mother-in-law, I'm going to go out and find her. I'm going to tie her up with an electrical cord. I'm going to wait for the Palm Springs to Indio bus. And I'm just going to go, oops. And right on out into the bus lane she goes.
I'll be right there, Marguerite. I want it, yeah. Bloody Mary double.
I got to get into first class. They just called up first class.
All right. There you go. A real piece of work. A real piece of trash. Don Parsley. His wife had breast cancer, so he took out a little insurance policy. A chick who's got two good breasts. Oh. 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 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I know women that will forgive cheating by a man for a short stack of pancakes.